The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We have a day of jumping to look forward to in Ireland with a 7-race National Hunt card in Thurles. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line to look ahead to today's action is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
I'm good, mate. I'm fine.
Good. Bit of jumping today in Ireland?
Yeah, it's okay card. Thurles never really attracts a massive amount of runners or star performers. It can do in the middle of winter. They sometimes have... The odd useful chaser here, particularly when they run that grade three. Roy Demey has got a fair record around this track. But yeah, at the moment, first day back, first meeting back, fairly small fields for Irish standards, and not too many stars on the show.
No, but still winners to be found, Andy.
That's so. Yeah, I'm not you know, suggesting It's all doom and gloom. dealing with the facts.
Yeah. And let's see if we can find those winners. The 2:15 is the first race, and we start here with a mare's chase over 2.25 miles. It's for 5-year-olds and older that have not won more than two chases, so not prolific winners in here. Down Ace is the even money favourite this morning. Dazzling Susie is 6-4. It's 8-1 for Owen Ed. Via del Corso is 9s and 25-1 for Vic Sheik. Priced up as a match, Andy, really, between Down Ace and Dazzling Susie. Both of them arrive here not in the best form, but neither do the rest of the field. And Down Ace was prolific over hurdles at one stage. So do you think she's a worthy favourite here?
I think she is, because Dazzling Susie is just going through one of those trots at the moment, suggesting that she's not the force of old. Don't forget, in her day, Dazzling Susie was a very prolific novice chaser stroke hurdler that would run her field into the ground. But she's just having a difficulty staying the trip nowadays. She often blasts off in front. That's her run style. I'm pretty sure that Brian O'Connell will ride her in a similar fashion today. But of what we've seen of late, she just isn't getting home completely. She's disappointed the other day down in Cork when fading out of contention before the home straight. And that's any problem you've got if you're thinking of backing Dazzling Susie. Has she got enough left in her legs nowadays? Don't forget she's rising 10 to see off the much more younger and a potentially better Down Ace, of course, is a useful hurdler. As we know, last year, when trained by Chris Down, of course, in Britain, she was a really eye-catching and promising youngster. And although she got beaten in the mare's final at Newbury and indeed a handicap at Cheltenham, that's probably largely to do with the fact that she'd had a long, hard season. She was over the top. She just had the one run for New Connections for Normead, which was a fairly modest return looking at the face value where she finished. But she did race quite prominently that day, and she tried to chase Little King Robin. And as we know, that is a very difficult task nowadays, and she paid for that late on. Jumping the second last, she was absolutely out on her feet, and the fact the ground was quite soft on her reappearance was enough for her to weaken quite badly. But Paul Carberry was quite easy on her. Judged by the activity in the market this morning, you'd like to think that the schooling has gone well, because she's been heavily supported here. So I think with a clear round, if she can keep on tabs with Dazzling Susie in the early part of the race, she should have enough quality to see her main rival off late on.
Okay, so that's Down Ace in the first race, the 2:15. The second race is the 2:45, and this is a beginner's chase over 2.75 miles, and Prima Vista heads the betting at 2-1. It's 9-4 for Kilcarry Bridge, 11-4 for Allied Victory. A bit of money for Donati's Comet, who's 4-1 into 100-30, and then 33-1 for White Sport Bay in Classic Jewel, 50-1 to provide something of a shock in the 2:45. Not the easiest puzzle to solve here, Andy, despite only having six runners, but what are your thoughts on the 2:45?
I think this is the easiest race to work out of the day. I think there's only two runners, and the two runners are the third and fourth favourite. I don't fancy the first two in the betting one little bit. I'm definitely going to put the fork in Kilcarry Bridge, who is a bit of a headstrong tear away that I'm not absolutely convinced whether this all stays a trip. You know, I fancied him the other day at Sligo over 2-mile-1, and in the end he got outstayed by Cole Rodge. He got taken on early on, and that rather upset his equilibrium. But up to now, he's really struggled to get trips beyond 2.5 miles, so I don't know how he's going to get this 2.6 here. So he's probably the worst favourite of the day. Actually, no, he's the second worst favourite of the day. The worst favourite of the day comes up in the next race. And Prima Vista, I'm not absolutely totally convinced that he'll get the trip either. All his four wins have come over 2 miles. He hasn't won since 2011, and he was found wanting in the latter stages over 2 miles of the day at Fairy House, and he got beat by Donatus Comet. So I don't know what he's doing at 2-1 either. So I think the two to concentrate on here are Allard Victory and Donatus Comet. I've got no reason to disprove the market support in his favour this morning. He beat Prima Vista the other day on his chasing debut. He jumped particularly well. And I think now stepping up in trip, Pat Fahey's 8-year-old, he's going to be at least the equal, if not better, of Prima Vista again. And I think the fact that the ground's also on the firm side, it's good to firm in place, is also going to play into the strengths of this spinning world gelding. So Donatus Comet will be my number one choice. And I'd have to have a little bit of a save on Allied Victory just in case, just to, if you like, get my money back, make sure I've got my stake back. He was really impressive when he won in Garin in quite a quick time, but then the wheels came off with him in a competitive handicap at Fairy House. But he was struck into and he was pulled up when, obviously, something went wrong. He's always looked a chasing type. He's a typical son of old Vic. Mouse Morris has got a really good record around this track with his novice chasers as well. Tong Tai on for the first time. I've noticed that Mouse has got a really good record when he puts either headgear on or tongue ties on horses for the first time. It's something I always look for and make a point of making a few quid out of them. So first turn of betting are both opposable. So I'm going to take them on with Donatus Comet and Allied Victory.
Okay, the third race is the 3:15, and this is a 3-year-old maiden hurdle over 2 miles. Lone Star, the worst favourite on the card, according to Andy, as he just alluded to in that last piece, 11-8 at the time of recording this. It's 7-2 for Pashing. King Schultz is 11-2, 13-2 for Brogdale's Nua, 10s for Trademarked, and 11-1 or bigger prices for the others. Talk us through your thoughts here then, Andy.
Yeah, favourite definitely won't be winning here. This is the worst favourite I think I've seen for a long, long time. 11-8 with William Hill is an absolute joke. I wouldn't touch him at 4-5-1. I just think he's a really weak finisher. Didn't get home first time at Garin. Benefit the doubt was given. Ran at Punchestown the other day in a desperately slow time. I put the winner up Di Bando and they were crawling at the finish and Lone Star literally couldn't raise a gallop late on. So he can't possibly win. So that's a really short one to take on. It's a difficult one which one will beat him, because you've got three or four possible candidates, but which one is going to come out on top, I wouldn't stake my absolute fortune or reputation on. I'd probably have two against the field here. I'd have to stick Pershing in, Gelding by Mount now, son having his first run for Robbie Hennessy, over hurdles. He's got some good form on the level, second down in Garin behind a nice horse of Tommy Stacks, and then he ran well in a very strongly run maiden the day at Navan when he finished sixth behind a horse of Aidan O'Brien's called Felix Mendelssohn, which was one of the fastest times on that card. So if you can piece all that together over the hurdles, then he'd definitely have a chance of beating the favourite. And the other one to mention at a bigger price, he's dropped the subject from a stable that I quite like, this Joseph Murphy barn. Again, a similar rating to Pershing on the flat, rating of 72. His only bad run came on really bad ground at Leopardstown back in July, but he ran quite well last time at Tremor, and he's third behind Grand Duke of Tuscany down in Tipperary. Would probably want to be one of the best pieces of platform. Don't forget, Grand Duke of Tuscany was Tom Segal's tip for the St Ledger. You know, that form's not too bad. So one of those two has definitely got a chance of beating the favourite, but my main strategy is to take the favourite on.
On to the fourth race next then, the 3:50, and this is a maiden hurdle over 2 miles, and we have an odds-on favourite in the shape of Tiger Trek, who's 4-7 at the time of recording this, 6-1 for Ballyfair, 7-1 for Amazon Mist, King Bobo is 15-2, 14-1 for Emma Pavlova, and then 22-1 or bigger prices for the others. Tiger Trek, Andy, putting a decent effort at Goran last November, that second reads quite well, but hasn't really reproduced it then. He's been beating favourite on a few occasions as well. This is a weak maiden, but at 4-7, what do you make of the favourite here?
Yeah, he's not the kind of horse I'd back at 4-7, but at the same time, I've got to put something up here. There's only two ways you can approach this race. You either back the favourite, Tiger Trek, or put him in some doubles and trebles, or you look for something each way, and Ballyfair looks the obvious one, given his decent run in a bumper at Nice, which we'll touch upon in a second. But we'll do the favourite. Tiger Trek has had plenty of opportunities. He's certainly knocking at the door, and it wouldn't come as a great surprise if he managed to win this race. It's such a weak affair that he might just get away with it. He's just been running okay. His times are okay, and he just does what, he just does enough. He just doesn't look as though he's ever capable of hitting any great heights. He got beat by Grandma Dossie the other day down in Garen, again running a nice enough race. Can't really knock him the way he ran, but it's just average for ordinary form. It's almost summer jumping form, and it's a surprise actually. There's nothing stronger in this race to have a go at him with. You've only really got Ballyfair from the Michael Hickey stable as an obvious threat on the figures. In the first time hood today, that might just improve his claims. And he ran well on his bumper debut down in Nace behind Emerging Talent. Emerging Talent cost quite a few quid and is now in the care of Paul Nichols. He finished second the other day to Shelford at Chepstow. Sub-Lieutenant, who was second, his favourite to win the last. So it was a fair level of form he was taking on that day. And Lock, Stock and Barrel was absolutely backed off the boards from the Willie Mullins camp. So arguably easy each way here, but obviously you're taking on trust whether he can jump or not. So Tiger Trek for those that want to take a short price. But Ballyfair is a reasonable each way alternative at 6-1.
Let's move on to the 4:25 next, then the Premier County Hurdle, which is over 2 miles and 2¾ miles rather, and he'll be remembered. Last year's winner returns for another crack at this. He's 8-11 at the top of the betting. Moonshine Lad is 5-4. He's 18-1 for Ordinary Man, and Keep on Track is 25-1. The front two in the betting, and it's priced up as a match between those two. It would be a bit of a shock if either of those two weren't to win. Which one do you think it will be?
Yeah, he'll be remembered, a worthy favourite here, as you quite rightly pointed out, Mark. Winner of this race last year and warmed up for this repeat bid with a very, very eye-catching run in the Irish Cesarewitch the other day behind El Salvador. He was well out the handicap on that particular occasion, so he didn't have very little chance of being competitive. He was a 50-1 shot. But he ran much better than his odds suggested with a whirlwind finish. He was last with about 3 furlongs to run, but he didn't have come home very strongly down the outside, which is a fantastic return from this evergreen 11-year-old. He seems to do it year in, year out. He always pops up at a big price. He's got a very good record in that 2-mile-5 race at Leopardstown, which he often goes well in. He does well in that race year upon year. He was slightly disappointed on his last start in the big race down in Listowel, the Kerry National, which was unlike him. But to be fair, that's the second year on the spin that he's run badly in that race, and maybe that tight track doesn't suit him. But given him a galloping track, he's much more at home. His obvious danger looks to be Moonshine Lad, who ran really well in quite a few graded races last year. The wheels rather came off him towards the back end of the season, but I think you better judge him on his earlier runs before Christmas, and that's when he was on top of his game. So, the other two look absolutely totally out of it completely. So he'll be remembered 8-11. I'd sooner back him at 8-11 than I would Tiger Trek.
Okay, he'll be remembered then in the 4:25. The 4:55 is the penultimate race on the card. This is a handicap hurdle over 2¾ miles for 4-year-olds and older, rated 80-95. Ultra Light heads the betting at 100-30. Chantella is 9-2, 6-1 for Stop Road Lad and Desert Row. There's been money for Fellow Indian, who's 16-1 into 12s. It's also 12-1 for Shinawil, and then 14s or bigger prices for the others. A nice competitive race here, Andy, the 4:55. What are your thoughts there?
Yeah, it is a tough old race to get your head round. I certainly think Ultralight will run his race. She's been in good form throughout the summer jumping period, and I think Connections are just looking to crack on with her while she's in such good form. She proved that the other day with a win, and a smooth win at that, down in Downpatrick. That was last week. So she's in the same kind of order, then likely to go well again. I'd probably take a chance here with Chantella from the Donald Hassett stable, 10-year-old. Who had a long, long layoff prior to running an eye-catching race the other day at Cork, as little as Sunday. Now, my only slight reservation is obviously this horse could bounce to the moon after a run after a long layoff. But after getting hampered early on, this horse worked its way back into the race to finish a never near and knocked about 6 behind Tammy's Hill. Of course, was incredibly well handicapped, as we touched upon on Sunday. Horse rated 100 over hurdles. It was 135 rated horse over fences. The race had a lot of strength in depth. They went a good pace, and Chantella kept on quite nicely at the end. He likes good ground, which he's got again this afternoon. And Shane Shortle, who rode him the other day, does the job in the saddle. He just looks a nice each-way proposition behind the favourite here. I'm pretty sure that if he runs a straight enough race, i.e., he doesn't, like I say, bounce, then he's certainly got the form and the credentials to go well. Interesting, there's been a money for Fellow Indian. I thought that horse ran perfectly. We spoke to Tipperary the other day. It was a race that got ripped apart towards the end by Call Oscar, but there was plenty of fancied horses in that. So yeah, I do see that run running well at a price. But Chantala, I was really caught by his run the other day at Cork. Let's just hope he can run exactly the same.
Chantala there then in the 4.55. And the final race this afternoon is the 5.25. We finish with a 2 mile bumper, and Sub-Lieutenant is the 8-11 favourite at the time of recording. It's 7-2 for Hurricane Darwin, 6-1 for Exaro, Glen Style is 8-1, and then 12-1 for I'm Told I Am Grand, and 16s or bigger prices for the others. Sub-Lieutenant, Andy, if you were to reproduce the runner-up effort at Punchestown last April, where he finished second to Fletcher's Flyer and finished ahead of Totally Dominant, we've seen what Totally Dominant's done since as well, and if he reproduces that, is either he should win this, shouldn't he?
He should do, shouldn't he? Yeah, his one run, bad run on his dance card was that fairly modest effort at Cork when he was seventh and beaten 34 lengths behind at Badgerfoot, but bookending that, you know, excellent run at the Punchestown Festival, as you quite rightly pointed out, behind a very promising horse, by the way, of Alan King's called Fletcher's Flyer. I think that horse is going to take a high rank this season. Not sure whether he goes over hurdles or not, but he's a really nice horse. Back in third was Totally Dominant, who subsequently won, and two others out of that race have both franked the form. He did nothing wrong. He went all the way to the line. All the way through his career, he's suggested that a win in this kind of race is only a matter of time. The obvious threat looks to be Hurricane Darwin, who shaped quite nicely behind one of Henry de Bromhead's down in Killarney. He was just a little bit out of pace later on. Perhaps lack of conditioning was his Achilles heel on the day, but Anthony Mullins would be absolutely delighted with that run anyway. The rest of them are okay. Exaro shown, you know, though he can gallop quite nicely at Lestole the other day. Kept him quite nicely behind Rio Treasure. And there's a few others with bits and pieces of form, but Sub-Lieutenant looks head and shoulders above this lot. And of course, this is his last chance to run in a bumper as well. He can run seven times in bumpers in Ireland, so he's got to make it pay. So one of the better short ones on the card looks to be the favourite in the last.
Yes, sign off with a win in his final start in bumpers, hopefully. Right, let's have a quick summary, Andy, if you'll spin us through your thoughts one more time.
Yeah, Down Ace has all the right credentials to make it over fences in the first race. Hopefully she can get the better of Dazzling Susie. I'm going to take the front two on in the betting in the 2.45 with Donatus Comet and Allied Victory. Again, a favourite in the next race. Looks really vulnerable. I think this is a really bad price and one to take on. So I'm going to go with Pershing and drop the subject. Tiger Trek should win the 3.50, but he's just not the kind of horse I want to be backing at 4-7. I think there's better odds on chances on the card. So maybe Ballyfair in the first time hood, who seems to have a decent amount of ability, could be the each-way alternative. He'll be remembered. Looks as though he should take the 4.25 like he did last year. I'll go with Chantala, who ran a smashing race 4 days ago at Cork. And in the final race, Sub-Lieutenant holds all the aces, has the best form. Hopefully he'll make no mistake this time.
Good stuff, Andy. Thank you very much. Good luck with those selections, and enjoy Thurles this afternoon.
Thanks, pal.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.